This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Wednesday, that is 26th of August. Well, bulls pushed benchmark indices above crucial resistance levels on Wednesday, a day ahead of FNO expiry at a fresh six-month high. Now, Sensex rallied by over 200 points, while Nifty 50 also reclaimed 11,500 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 230 points to close above 39,000 at 39,073, while the Nifty 50 rallied 77 points to close at 11,549. Now, positive global cues kept the momentum going on D Street, closed in positive territory for the fourth consecutive day in a row. Now, sectorally, the action was seen in energy, banks, auto, IT, and realty stocks, while profit booking was seen in stocks like or sectors like telecom, capital goods, FMCG, and healthcare. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.38%, while the small-cap index closed with gains of 0.69%. Top Nifty gainers include names like IndusInd Bank, Hero MotoCorp, and Tata Motors. Top Nifty losers include names like Britannia Industries, Ultratech Cements, and Bharti Airtel. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the energy index rose 2%, followed by the banks, which rose 1.5%, and the auto index closed with gains of 1.5%. Now, selling pressure was seen in telecom, that fell 2%, followed by the capital goods index, that was down 0.4%, and the FMCG index was also down by 0.09%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like RIL, Hero MotoCorp, TVS Motor Company, and Adani Enterprises. Long buildup was seen in stocks like RBL Bank, Shriram Transport, and NMDC, while short buildup was seen in stocks like ITC, Ultratech Cements, and Nestle India. Now, more than 200 stocks on the BSE had a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Wabco India, Alkyl Amines, Hero MotoCorp, and FL India. Now, let's also look at stocks which were in focus based on the news flow. Well, Tata Motors share price rose more than 8% on August 26th, a day after the company said it proposed to reduce its debt to near zero levels. Now, two-wheeler manufacturers were in focus after Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman hinted at a goods and service tax, that is GST, rate revision for the sector. Hero MotoCorp rallied over 6%, TVS Motor gained over 5%, while Bajaj Auto closed with gains of 2%. GMC project share price rallied more than 12%. FL India share price hit 5% upper circuit. Dish TV was also in focus. In fact, the share price jumped 10%. Now, let's also look at how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. Well, Nifty made a small bullish candle on the daily charts. Now, it appears to have cleared all critical resistance and the bullish momentum is likely to continue as long as Nifty trades above 11,400 levels. Now, a close below the said level can once again make Nifty direction less with targets of 11,250. Now, as Nifty closed above the psychological resistance of 11,500, it can also lead to a short covering on the expiry session. That's tomorrow, that's on Thursday. In that scenario, based on the last 31 days price action, a near-term target around 11,850 can be projected. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartViewIndia.in said. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.